Okay, cool. We are live. Hope you guys are having a great, great day so far. As I'm recording this, it is about 50 degrees outside here in Ohio, sunny, and I just want to go outside and take a walk so bad, but I have a lot of work to do here at the computer. Recording this, going live in here, also am recording another podcast episode with a really cool guest. So if you are not subscribed to the podcast, by the way, make sure you go and subscribe. Because a lot, I don't know if you've noticed, a lot of these episodes that I do post as podcasts, I record live on here first, but there are some other really cool episodes that have been coming out and will be coming out with some special guests, some other registered dietitians that you'll definitely want to pay attention to and listen to, because there's going to be some really, there has been some really good nuggets, some takeaways from these podcast episodes. So I'm interviewing a good friend, Paige Myers. She is actually somebody that I interviewed years ago when I first started my podcast. So I'm excited to interview her again and just talk about what her life and her journey has looked like so far and everything. Wanted to hop in here really quickly and go live for you guys and talk about how to know if you actually are under eating for your goals. Because this is one of the most common things that I see with the people that I work with, especially the women. I work with mostly women anyway. I have one guy on my whole entire roster of clients. So I mostly work with women. So it's kind of like, I don't know if I would call it my specialty, but that's who I work with the most. So most of the problems that I come in here and talk to you guys about are problems that a lot of women struggle with. One really common one is that you're probably under eating for the goals that you have. If you want to lose weight, even if you want to lose body fat, obviously in the long run, we can't cheat the science and we have to be in a calorie deficit to achieve that, meaning we have to eat less calories than what we burn. But not to go into like the nitty-gritty details of energy balance necessarily for this, you know, Facebook Live, but just because you have to be in a calorie deficit to lose fat overall doesn't mean that we necessarily always have to just bring down the calories in portion of that equation. Doesn't mean we always have to bring our food down. We can a lot of times increase our food intake and actually see the balance of that equation go in our favor and lose fat while increasing food intake sometimes. And then also too, sometimes we can do something where we build muscle at the same time with losing body fat and not even being in a calorie deficit necessarily, and see the changes we want in our body while eating more, which is what our first phase in my program does for the clients I work with. Is we focus on bringing their calorie intake up to where it should be. That way they're able to build muscle and lose fat at the same time, really shape their body, sculpt their body, get their body more tone, tighten things up before even going into like a direct fat loss phase, and kind of repair some of these issues that come along with under eating, especially under eating for a really long time. So in this recording, I wanted to come in here and just talk about the different signs or symptoms or ways you can figure out or get a hint as to if you are under eating for your goals or not. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you're watching this, you probably are, unless you're somebody who's already tracking their intake, you've already gone through this process, you've already maybe hired a coach that has taught you how to do this and everything. Maybe you're not under eating for your goals, but I would say 95% of you, if not more, are, and you don't even know it necessarily. So here are some signs and symptoms that you need to, I really want you to, when you're listening to this or watching this, is to really like even get a piece of notebook paper out and a pen and write down all of these symptoms. And then over the next like week or few days, really think like, have I been experiencing these symptoms recently or even for a long time? Because a lot of the clients that I work with, these are really common symptoms that they have when they first join the program. And these are symptoms that improve dramatically from our first phase in the program, which I call the priming phase, where we bring your calories up to baseline to where they should be. So let's get started with some of these signs and symptoms so you can get some things written down and have some takeaways after watching this. So number one, which is kind of an obvious one, is you're hungry all the time. If you're hungry all the time, starving, always thinking about food, there's probably a good chance that you are under eating or under fueling your body. Because what happens is when we're getting in less calories than what we burn, especially significantly less, it's really interesting. Our stomach, our digestive system, our intestines actually senses that. And when we're eating food, our body, our digestive system senses that there's calories going in there. And it also senses that there is like mass going through our digestive system too. So a couple of things. People think that hunger is just based off solely like what's going through your stomach, which is part of it. Like when you have food passing through your stomach, through your digestive system, your stomach and digestive system has to expand. And that expansion of that to allow that food to pass through sends signals to the brain telling you, hey, like probably starting to get full, and tells you to slow down your eating a little bit. But another thing that also is connected to that is calories too. There is a component that seems like it's coming about in research that sometimes it's not even just the straight volume of food, but it's also just the act of your body sensing and absorbing those calories that helps us to feel full too. So if you were hungry all the time, or let's just kind of backtrack, if you were under eating all the time, or you're under eating for a long period of time, your body is not getting that like sensation of your stomach expanding as often as it should. And also your body's not getting that sensation of, or, you know, feeling those calories coming in or sensing those calories coming in. So it's ramping up these systems in your brain that are telling you, hey, I'm not getting enough food, I'm hungry, let's ramp up hunger to kind of sound the alarm even more. It's almost like, let's say if you had an alarm clock and you had it, and let's say if you're a really deep sleeper, so you really struggle with waking up from your alarm clock. You had an alarm clock where the first time it goes off, it's going to go off at like a regular kind of volume, enough to probably wake up most people, but because you're such a deep sleeper, maybe not enough to really wake you up. Let's say you have the volume set at like 50% for that first alarm that goes off. And if that alarm continues to go off, and let's say 30 seconds go by and you don't shut that alarm off because you are still sleeping, that alarm increases its volume to 100%. And now it's really loud. And now it's telling you, hey, like wake up. And it's basically screaming in your ear. And that's enough to wake you up to get out of bed and turn that, you know, actual alarm, that sound off. It's kind of what your body does. Like if you under eat a little bit, if you're in a little bit of a calorie deficit, or maybe you like forget to eat a meal or whatever it is, your body increases its kind of hunger signals a little bit, tells you that it's hungrier. And then if that continues on, then those signals really ramp up. So if you're to the point where you're really hungry on a day-to-day basis, then that could be a really good sign that you are really under eating. And also, it's funny because sometimes the opposite is actually a signal that you've been under eating for a long period of time too. Being really hungry all the time is obviously one. But sometimes if you ignore that hunger for long enough and you continuously under eat, your body will start to like slow down some of its aspects of its metabolism to kind of keep you in a safe mode or survival mode, to where you end up experiencing actually a little bit less hunger sometimes. And this could be the equivalent, you know, using the alarm clock analogy, is your alarm clock keeps going off and off and off, that eventually the battery just dies, or your phone charger dies or whatever, and it stops going off. So in the very extreme realm, if you're doing this for so long, your hunger could actually decrease. But for the most part, if you are experiencing high hunger throughout the day, every day, and you're always kind of thinking about food, thinking about your next meal all the time, it's probably because you are under eating. So that's number one. Number two is poor sleep. This is a very, very common symptom that a lot of my clients have before they join, is they're struggling with their sleep. They're tossing and turning, they're not sleeping well throughout the night, they even have a hard time actually falling asleep. And this could be for a variety of reasons, but one big one is the hormone cortisol. So cortisol is a hormone in the body that you've probably heard of, called as like the stress hormone. But this hormone actually like plays other roles in the body too. And one, it's to make us more alert. So not only is it like the stress hormone, but it makes us more aware of our surroundings and kind of wakes us up a little bit. And this hormone, typically in, you know, a healthy person, it will rise in the morning. That way it kind of helps you to wake up and get your day started, and it decreases at nighttime to allow you to go, you know, relax and fall asleep. But if you are under eating for a long period of time, then you could be experiencing higher levels of cortisol kind of throughout the day, and really even in that evening period, to where that high cortisol actually causes you to not be able to get as drowsy, not be able to relax as much, and not be able to fall asleep as well, and not be able to stay asleep. Another aspect that's kind of linked to cortisol is carbohydrates actually tend to, in the short term at least, decrease the cortisol in your body. So if you are really stressed or you have a high level of cortisol, having carbohydrates can actually decrease that level a little bit. So if you're under eating, you're probably eating a very little amount of carbs, which means you're not getting probably enough carbs to help solicit that normal cortisol curve that we should see. So your cortisol is going to be a little bit more elevated, and you're going to probably be a little bit more alert at night. And this is also why having carbohydrates after your workout, and you don't have to like rush to get in carbohydrates like 10 minutes after you finish your workout, but probably as soon as you can, maybe within an hour, probably 2 hours max, you probably do want to get some carbs in after your workout. That way you can help to bring some of that cortisol or that stress hormone down that does elevate during your workout, so you can start that recovery process. So one other big symptom that I see is just poor sleep. And once we start eating more, then I see so many times clients report that, hey, I've been sleeping so much better, so much more soundly. And the calorie intake is a big part of that. Also too, obviously related to sleep, if you are really under eating, then it's a good chance you're probably going to wake up in the middle of the night hungry. And that's going to, you know, cause us to not get good quality sleep either. Another symptom of chronically undereating has to do with your mood, the psychological component, the mental aspect, and how you just mentally feel on a day-to-day basis. Are you stressed all the time? Are you constantly kind of have this like poor mood, dealing with like small, you know, sensitive bouts of depression almost? Not like serious clinical depression necessarily, but do you just kind of always feel a little bit down? Do you always feel a little bit off? Maybe you're dealing with a little bit of like extra anxiety all the time. Maybe you're even a little bit irritable all the time and snappy. Like we've all kind of probably have used the phrase at some point of her or have heard the phrase of being hangry, right? Like being angry and hungry at the same time. Sometimes when we are really under eating and we're not getting those nutrients in, they can play a role in our mental health even, causing us to be more anxious than normal, causing us to just be a little bit more down. You know, if you don't have as much energy, you don't have as much energy to actually feel good, and you just feel a little bit more down all the time. Also stress. I kind of mentioned the cortisol and stress kind of component of this too with the sleep. But if you are under eating, there's a good chance you're not getting enough carbohydrates to bring that cortisol stress hormone down like it should, which then can, you know, cause us to feel more stressed throughout the day. And also too, like there's this concept of sometimes we mistake physical feelings for mental feelings. And what I mean by that is specifically sometimes if we are like under the surface really hungry, we could actually mistake that for anxiety. Like there were times in college and grad school where I had like a presentation to give and I was super nervous because I would say I never liked public speaking. And even now, like really don't do a ton of public speaking. I talk with you guys on podcasts and stuff, film videos, but like going up on stage or something like that, I haven't really dabbled in that yet. But back in college, I would get so anxious and nervous before presentations. But one thing that did actually help was making sure I had some food beforehand. Because if I'm going into that presentation already anxious to begin with at baseline, and I add on top of that extra hunger, it's going to make me feel even more anxious, where having a little bit of that food can help actually to decrease that perception of anxiety a little bit. So that's another kind of sign or symptom of not eating enough, is just feeling overall mentally down a little bit more, having, you know, poor mood, being more irritable, feeling just anxiety a little bit more, and just being overall just like more stressed all the time. the next kind of sign or symptom that's connected with undereating is hair loss, or your nails not growing as fast as what they used to, or your hair maybe not is not even growing as fast as it used to, and you're kind of noticing it. Like you're noticing, hey, I'm not having to cut my nails or whatever as often as I used to. You're not having to go in and get your hair done as often, or you notice like when you're in the shower, hair kind of falling off. That could be a sign of some kind of deficiency in some kind of nutrient, which is a lot of times linked to just overall under eating, especially calories in general. Other signs are you have this energy crash throughout the day. So maybe you start off, you know, your day pretty good. You know, you have a cup of coffee in the morning and you have some breakfast and you feel pretty good. But then once 2 o'clock rolls around, maybe even 3 o'clock, you feel this huge crash in energy every single day to where you feel like you just like can't get through it. And a big part of that is that you're not eating enough calories throughout the day. You're not eating enough food. Maybe you have a decent breakfast, but you have this tiny lunch that's maybe, you know, a salad and with a little bit of grilled chicken in there, but that's it. Like, and you have maybe have low salad or low fat salad dressing, and it's maybe like a 200 calorie, 300 calorie lunch, very minimal, and not enough to really support your body and everything that you're trying to do throughout the day. So that's kind of another tip there. Another sign or symptom is you're experiencing these really regular crashes every single day in energy. And there seems like there's really no cure for it other than jumping to the coffee machine again or having more caffeine. Another kind of sign or symptom of this chronic under eating that you might be doing is if you're eating similarly to how you've tried in the past when you've done some kind of restrictive diet. So for example, if you've done Optavia, if you've done keto, low carb, intermittent fasting to an extreme level, if you've done, trying to think of other diets out there, even if you've tracked your food and tracked your calories and actually like try to aim for 1200 calories per day. If you've done those things and you're trying to go on a diet now and trying to lose weight and you look back at those habits and you think, you know, I'm kind of eating in a similar way to what as I did when I tried keto the last time or I tried low carb. Maybe I'm not specifically in my head thinking, hey, I'm going low carb, but if my eating habits are close to that, or if I feel as similarly, like think back to what your energy levels were like when you were doing those extreme diets. Think back to what your performance in the gym looked like then. Think back to how your sleep was and all of that, your mood, your anxiety. And think, do I feel the same way I did when I was doing something really restrictive? And you might in your head just be thinking, I'm just trying to generally eat healthier. But there is an extreme level some people end up going where in their head they're trying to just eat healthier and they're choosing the lowest calorie options for everything. And they end up really under eating for their goals actually. So think back to those times and think, do I feel similar to how I did when I did these super extreme diets? And if so, probably a little bit of an alarm going off saying you probably are under eating a little bit. And then another sign or symptom is that you're not progressing in the gym at all, especially if you're somebody just starting out. Like if you are pretty new to working out, especially lifting weights, you should be progressing pretty well in the beginning to where like you're probably ending up being able to do more reps or do more weight every single week. Now there's, you know, one aspect of, are you attempting to do more weight and more reps, which you should be. But there's another aspect of if you are attempting to do that, but you just can't because your performance is just not increasing. And if you're kind of in that beginner or even intermediate stage of lifting, you should be progressing even if you are in a small calorie deficit. And if you're not progressing in the gym, if you're not moving up in your weights and you're not feeling stronger at least every couple of weeks when you're going like in your sessions, you're probably really undershooting on your calories. So that's something else to think about is, are you actually progressing in your weights in the gym or not? And if you're not, then it's probably a good sign you're not eating enough. So these are all, everything I went over. So hunger all the time, poor sleep, stressed mood, anxiety, irritable. You're struggling with your workouts. You're not progressing. You're experiencing hair loss. Your nails aren't growing. You're dealing with energy crashes throughout the day really regularly. You have previous dieting history. and you feel similar to the last time you tried keto when you happened to look and you were eating 900 calories a day and realized, oh, this is not sustainable to me. If you're experiencing all those things, then this is a really good sign that you probably are under eating. And here's how to 100% check this. This is exactly what I do with my one-on-one clients when we first start, so we can start giving them actual, you know, set calorie targets or protein targets or set targets so they can get out of this hole that they've dug themselves in. The first step actually is to use some kind of food tracker, whether it be MyFitnessPal or there's other ones out there. My clients typically use MyFitnessPal because it syncs with the app that we use to, you know, measure everything, which is super nice. But pull out MyFitnessPal and track your food intake for an entire week. Don't try to change anything. Don't try to eat more than what you're eating. Don't try to eat less than what you're eating. Try to keep your habits as normal as possible. And this is really important. I know it's kind of hard because you're tracking your food, so you end up being more conscious of what you're eating. But try to keep it as normal as possible. And make sure when you're doing this, you are weighing and measuring everything. Now, if you end up going out to dinner and things, there are different strategies. You know, use the website's menu to log that food. You know, you can estimate portion sizes there. But when you're at home, really make sure you're weighing and measuring things so what you're actually recording in MyFitnessPal is actually accurate. But track your food intake, your normal food intake for an entire week, and see where your average calories are at. And then once you have that number, you can move on to the next step, which the next step then is to go to this website. I don't know what the website specifically is called. I guess I could pull it up here. But if you just Google Mifflin St. Jour equation or Mifflin St. Jour calculator, it'll be probably one of the first ones that pops up. It's called like LEIGHPEELE.com. So it's like LeePeel.com. But it's this Mifflin St. Jour equation. And this equation is used to estimate approximately how many calories you burn per day. Now, I don't want you to take this number and be like, okay, this is exactly how many calories I burn each day because of my stats, so I need to eat this much to lose fat. It's not that simple necessarily, but it does give us a good starting point of, okay, if your metabolism is functioning as optimally as possible for fat loss, if you have been eating a good amount for a long period of time, you should be eating close to this amount. If your calorie intake is way lower than this, then it tells us that you've probably been under eating for too long. And especially if you've been under eating for too long and you haven't seen any fat loss or weight loss, or it feels unsustainable, and you're experiencing all these other symptoms I talked about, it's probably a good sign that we need to reverse those calories back up and do a little bit of a priming phase or a maintenance phase first. So what you'll do is you'll pull up this website and put in your stats. So I have this up on the screen here for myself. So let's say you are a 170-pound female, and let's say you are, 5'2", so 62 inches, and let's say your age is 36 years old. And let's say there are, you know, when you pull up this website, it's going to ask you questions on the side to multiply times an activity factor, which your activity factor is basically how active you are on a week-to-week basis. So one of these categories, one of these sections says, if you are slightly active or you do light exercise 1 to 3 days a week, and let's say you go to the gym or you work out pretty regularly 3 days a week, you get maybe around like 6,000 to 7,000 steps per day. So we're going to use that number, 1.375, and we're going to round up to 1.4 just because you are on the high end of that going to the gym 3 days a week. So that's the activity factor you're going to use for this equation. So if you scroll down, it'll give you an estimated TDEE, which stands for estimated total daily energy expenditure, which is the amount of total calories that you approximately burn per day. And that's counting exercise, that's counting all of your walking, that's counting everything. That's why we use that activity factor that I just mentioned. So if you pull this up, for this specific person, the average range of the TDEE is 1982, which means this person approximately probably burns around 1982 calories per day. So let's just go 2000. There also isn't a range next to it, which there's a range of between 1841 and between 2124. So let's say between 1800 and 2100 calories. So if you are a 175 or 170 pound female and you're 5 foot two and you are 36 years old and you have an activity factor of 1.4, so you do some kind of workout maybe around 3 days a week and you maybe walk 6 to 7,000 steps per day, you probably burn on average between 1800 and 2100 calories or around 2000 calories on average. That's how much you should be burning if your metabolism was in kind of the optimal spot to then go into a fat loss phase. And that's how many calories you should be able to eat then and maintain your weight. And if you were to eat 2000 calories a day, you wouldn't gain weight or you wouldn't lose weight. You would basically stay the same. Now, what I want you to do then is take that number and I want you to compare it to your average calories over a 7 day period of the regular food intake or the normal food intake that you tracked. So let's say you tracked your normal intake. Your normal intake was around 1400 calories per day. And this is showing, okay, you should be able to eat 2000 calories a day on average and maintain your weight. But you've been eating 1400 and you haven't been losing weight. You're eating 600 calories less than what you burn and you haven't been losing it. You haven't been losing weight. Science would tell you, hey, you're in a calorie deficit. You should be losing body fat, but you're not. And you've been doing that consistently, or you feel like you've been doing that consistently because that's kind of your normal intake. This tells us exactly that, hey, you're probably under eating for your goals. And a big reason why you haven't been able to lose body fat is because you've been eating this low amount for a long period of time, maybe even lower. You know, maybe the week that you tracked your food intake, you actually beefed up your calories a little bit without even knowing it. You've been eating this low calorie intake for so long that one of two things has happened. One is that your body has kind of slowed down its metabolism a little bit to adjust to this. And instead of burning the normal between 1800 and 2100 calories that this calculator tells us, maybe you're burning closer to like 1600 calories per day. And technically, you're still in a calorie deficit. You know, you're eating 1400 but burning 1600, but your body's metabolism has adjusted a little bit and enough to where you're not really seeing the fat loss you would expect to see eating that low amount of 1400. So that is one thing that is likely happened if you're in the scenario. The second thing that likely is happening too is you're maybe eating 1400 calories per day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday rolls around. And because you've been under eating for so long, all of those symptoms of all those cravings, all that hunger, all of that just adds up completely and builds up. And then you hit the weekend and you know your husband's like, hey, want to get pizza? Sure, let's get some breadsticks with it too. And you way overdo the calories on Friday and maybe eat somewhere close to 3,000 calories on Friday. And then Saturday comes and you know, you're feeling really sluggish. So, you know, you don't get your workout in Saturday morning. You know, you have your breakfast, have your lunch, and somebody invites you to dinner and you do the same thing. And you have this really big dinner and really binge on it because you have been restricting so much throughout the week. And then the same thing rolls around on Sunday and you're like, hey, it's Sunday. Kind of messed up my diet Friday and Saturday. You know, I'm just going to make Sunday kind of a cheat day again and I'm going to get back on the train on Monday. And that's another scenario that typically happens when you've been under eating for so long is that the symptoms of the extra hunger, of the irritability, of always thinking about food, like you try so hard to stick with your diet Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday, but Friday rolls around, Saturday rolls around, and you just crack. And it's not because you're a failure. It's not because you don't have the discipline. It's because your diet was just too extreme and you didn't even know it in the first place. So those are two scenarios that typically happen as to why like you could be eating this low amount very often, but still not seeing the fat loss or weight loss that you want. So there are the signs as far as how to like, you know, the alarm bells that should be going off as far as telling your body, hey, I'm not eating enough food, hungry all the time, poor sleep, stressed all the time, poor mood, struggling with workouts, experiencing some hair loss or your nails aren't growing, energy crashes throughout the day, and your dieting history. If you have a dieting history of constantly going on these fad diets or these quick fix diets and constantly yo-yoing back and forth, those are all the signs, the symptoms. Those are like the alarms or the lights going off on your dash on your car saying, hey, something's up, something's wrong here. And then how to check that and make sure. So this would be like, taking your car into the shop, looking under the hood to see exactly what's wrong. This would be tracking your food intake for an entire week. And then comparing it to this calculator. One thing I want to just emphasize is I would highly recommend tracking your food intake for a week before putting your stats into this calculator. Because if you put your stats into the calculator first, it might skew how much you end up eating. And you might think, oh, I'm going to try to eat under this, so I lose some fat this week. Or you might think, oh, I'm going to try to match this, so I don't undereat. But we're trying to just get an idea of what your current habits have been like to get you to where you are now. So we're not trying to necessarily adjust anything this first week. So that would just be my tip there. But once you do that, then we can see, hey, are you under eating compared to how many calories you should be eating to function, for your body to really function properly? If so, then we need to reverse that. We need to repair that. We need to bring those calories up, prime your body to actually feel good, to actually perform well in the gym, to actually start feeling stronger, to actually have energy to do things throughout the day and not feel so sluggish and tired all the time. We have to bring those calories up to get your body and metabolism in a less stressed state so it responds to fat loss better. Sure, could you in the short term, a short-term fix, try to lose fat right now, even if you have been under-eating for a long time? You could, and you might see some short-term results. But I guarantee your results are going to fizzle out far quicker if you do that versus if you took the time to do, a priming phase or slowly build your calories up first. Because then you're going into a fat loss phase with all these symptoms, all these negative signs, all these negative side effects of eating a low amount of food fixed, corrected, eliminated, and you're going into that fat loss phase with your body really primed to respond really well to a fat loss phase. And that is what we do, or what I do with my clients, is I help them go through all these phases that we go through, but help them bring their calorie intake up the right way, because you don't want to just jump straight up to this maintenance level if you have been really under eating, because then you could really mess with the digestive symptoms and things like that. So we don't want to just automatically jump straight up, but I help them bring their calories up, get their body to a healthy functional spot so they can actually respond to fat loss best. And then we go into a fat loss phase the right way, without crash dieting, without severely restricting ourselves, with planned diet breaks in between. So, they're able to keep the weight off as they lose it, learn how to maintain it while they lose it along the way, and still feel strong and have all this high energy as they're doing it. So hopefully this was kind of eye-opening. Definitely let me know what symptoms, after watching this or listening to this, you feel like you're experiencing or have in the past. And definitely let me know if you are somebody who you think, hey, I probably could be under eating. And if you are, send me a DM so we can talk about how to reverse that, because I don't want anybody staying in that cycle, especially long term. So hopefully this was helpful. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Definitely let me know if it was insightful, and let me know in the comments too if it would be helpful if I did another Facebook Live or something going through the process of how to actually reverse this too. So hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Hopefully if you're having some sunny weather near you, get outside and enjoy it, and I will see you guys in the next one.